This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The feud between President Donald Trump and four women of color in Congress continues. The latest comes after the president's supporters chanted, "Send her back," at a campaign rally Wednesday evening. The chant and Trump's comments questioning U.S. loyalty are directed toward Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, suggesting the U.S. citizen go back to her native Somalia. When President Trump was asked if he would tell supporters not to take part, he disavowed the chants.
I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did. But I disagree with it.
But they were echoing what you said in your first week, that they should go back.
Well, I don't think if you examine it, I don't think you'll find that. But I disagree with it.
Omar, when asked about Trump on Thursday by reporters, replied, "I believe he is fascist." She asked, "Because I criticize the president, I should be deported?" Authorities in the Japanese city of Kyoto now say 33 people are dead in a suspected arson attack on an animation studio. Police and fire officials say the fire began when a man broke into Kyoto Animation Studio, dousing it with a flammable liquid, shouting "die" as he set it on fire. About 70 people were inside the building at the time. If arson is confirmed as the cause of the deadly fire, it would be Japan's worst mass murder in nearly two decades. Iranian state television said Thursday forces from the country's Revolutionary Guard seized a foreign tanker accused of smuggling oil. The report said the vessel was intercepted Sunday in a section of the Strait of Hormuz south of Iran's Larak Island with 12 crew members on board. Said the tanker involved was smuggling 1 million liters of fuel but did not give details on the country of origin. This is VOA News. Protests against Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rossello, continued Wednesday for a fifth day as the embattled politician faces calls for his resignation. This is following the release of personal correspondence with his allies. Wednesday also marked an escalation of the protests. Demonstrators broke through a barricade at the governor's mansion late Wednesday, resulting in a swift police response with law enforcement firing tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds. Diplomatic language has gone out the window in the standoff over Britain's departure from the European Union, with a UK government delegate calling one top EU official a stupid boy. AP correspondent Karen Chamis has more.
Martin Callanan, Minister of State at the UK's Department for Exiting the European Union, said ahead of an EU meeting that EU Commission Vice President Frans Timmermans has spread childish insults about the British negotiating stance, which has failed to bring a breakthrough in over 2 years of talks. Timmermans says in a BBC documentary that UK negotiators had been running around like idiots. Callanan fought back, quoting a famous riposte from the British sitcom Dad's Army.
I think Mr. Timmermans needs to stop with the childish insults. And if he wants, is such a big fan of Dad's Army, he will know the riposte from Captain Mannering to such comments. Stupid boy.
Karen Chamas, London.
The brother of the suicide bomber responsible for killing 22 people at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester is back in Britain. 22-year-old Hashem Abedi was extradited from Libya and arrested on his arrival at a London airport Wednesday. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has spent 3 days testifying at a corruption inquiry that looks into numerous allegations of cronyism and undue influence on state organs during his time in office. As VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg, Zuma has provided plenty of drama this week.
In 3 days of near constant talking, the former leader, whose party pressured him to resign last year, has alleged that some top politicians are spies, complained the inquiry is unfair, and said his life is now at risk.
I just thought, for record, this commission must know that my life and my children, my lawyers, are now under threat.
That was Zuma on Tuesday, on the second day of his testimony in Johannesburg. The Judicial Commission of Inquiry into Allegations of State Capture, Corruption, and Fraud in the Public Sector has now gone on for more than a year, and seen dozens of witnesses. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Zuma is set to testify for one more day Friday. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.